From where he crouched, he could see several steps leading up to the main entrance. A single shuttle rested on the pad, its arms folded demurely upward over its body. AT-STs strutted about below with an air of iron impregnability, shadowed by droids of all shapes and sizes. Stormtroopers patrolled the lodge's perimeter with blaster rifles at the ready, some herding Wookiees in groups of three or four. The planet's tall, heavily furred indigenes seemed to be wearing restraints, although it was hard to make out why across such a long distance. The apprentice took all this in from a lofty vantage point on the very fringe of the forest, crouched on a slender bough like a Kowakian monkey lizard. From far below came the tinny crackle of a stormtrooper's vocoder. Exactly what he needed. Dropping with apparent weightlessness through the branches, he landed between the members of a two-man patrol. Before either could sound the alarm, he raised his left hand and ordered one of them to sleep. As that trooper sagged gently to the ground, the second fell under the influence of a different mind trick. "You're not alarmed. I'm authorized to be here. In fact, you've been expecting me." The man in the anonymous white helmet nodded.
"Everything's in order, sir. Can't explain what's gotten into Britt here, though."
He kicked his unconscious fellow with one white boot. "Britt isn't your concern. You want only to help me."
"Yes, sir. I'm at your disposal. How can I assist you?"
The white helmet tipped inquisitively to one side, and the apprentice gave thanks for the small minds of most stormtroopers. "Tell me who's in charge here."
"Captain Stern, sir."
"And where would I find him?"
"In the lodge with the guests, sir, if he's not out hunting."
"Who's the guest?"
"I don't know, sir, but we're under strict orders to keep them out of harm's way. These Wookiees are mindless brutes."
"Is this person a guest or a hostage?"
"I don't know, sir."
"Can you show me to the guest quarters?"
"I'm not authorized for that area, sir."
Again, the helmet tilted.
"Why don't you ask Captain Stern these questions?"
"Enough." He waved his hands across the stormtrooper's face and stepped back to avoid his boneless collapse. Leaving the pair where they lay, he melted into the shadows of the undergrowth and began to circle the enormous clearing. The lodge at its heart was built tough, with no obvious weak points. The far side projected over the ridge into virgin forest. He didn't want to get entangled in another webweaver ambush, if he could avoid it. By any account, it'd take an army to get in there, or firepower above and beyond anything he had at hand. Unless he stole some of the Imperial's concussion grenades, or got his hand on a blaster cannon. A slow smile crept across his face. He didn't need anything like that. He had the dark side of the Force on his side. Edging back up into the trees, he set out to find the best possible place to launch an assault.